The corner video store is facing some tough competition. Thanks to the growing popularity of DVDs, more customers are choosing to buy movies rather than rent them. That's a big challenge to the $10 billion movie rental industry, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Take home a copy of the hit movie Spider-Man, and you can watch what happens when skinny, four-eyed Peter Parker is bitten by a genetically altered spider. Parker wakes up, no longer needing glasses, and suddenly bursting with new spider strength.
Peter?
Yeah?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Any better this morning? Any change?
Change? Yeah. Big change.
Big change is underway in the home video business, too. And the spider bite that's transforming that business is the DVD. American consumers snapped up 15 million DVD players last year alone. With 4 out of 10 homes now equipped to watch DVDs, there's a fast-growing appetite for movies to keep the players running. Blockbuster says by the end of last year, DVDs had overtaken videotapes, accounting for nearly 60% of the chain's rental business. But the rise of DVDs means more than just a change in the format that people rent. More and more consumers are skipping the rental counter altogether and buying their DVDs instead. Joaquin Peterson is shopping for movies at a Best Buy store in San Diego. Most DVDs here sell for $15 or less, so Peterson says he rarely visits a video rental store anymore.
Definitely buy. With late fees and things like that, it usually ends up costing me about $10 if I rent it, so I can usually buy them for $15, and then, you know, when I just feel like watching a movie, I have like, you know, 100 in my collection to choose from, so I much prefer to buy.
Peterson's in good company. DVD owners typically buy discs at 3 times the rate they ever bought videotapes.
I don't know why, but ever since I bought a DVD player, I've just purchased DVDs. I also think they're a lot more, you know, accessible to buy. I mean, you can buy them at Target, you can buy them at grocery stores now, so that's probably why.
The widespread availability of movies on disc has helped make DVD players the fastest-growing consumer technology in history, far outpacing CD players and VCRs in their first 6 years on the market. Berkeley professor Hal Varian, who's written about the history of video stores, says unlike VHS tapes, which were initially so expensive only rental stores bought them, studios have deliberately sold DVDs at prices consumers can afford.
That's always the trouble with any new medium. You need the content and you need the player, so you've got to coordinate the strategy. Now, in the video industry, the video players had a standalone value because they could record TV shows. So there's a reason to get one even if there wasn't any pre-recorded content. In the DVD industry, there's no standalone value. So you have to make sure that the content and the players become available more or less at the same time in order to induce people to buy. The DVD industry is just a great example of this coordinated rollout.
Consultant Tom Adams of Adams Media Research says there are a number of reasons that buying DVDs is so popular.
One, it's just new and cool, whereas VHS is sort of old and 8-track-ish. And the durability factor, the fact that if you treat it well, it'll last forever. The VHS machine is easily destroyed by kids with peanut butter on their fingers.
DVDs also offer better picture and sound than videotapes. They're easier to store, and they boast all those extra features, like outtakes and running commentary from the director and stars.
Now, something you maybe don't notice, but look really closely at his wallpaper. Can you tell what the design is on the wallpaper? It's little spider webs.
Aww.
Yeah.
You can't really tell.
You can't really tell. It's our own little secret.
The not-so-little secret of Hollywood is why studios are pushing the sale of DVDs. Adams says the studios get 80% of the money when someone buys a movie, but just 25% when the customer rents.
That's always been the appeal to the studios. They get a bigger percentage of the consumer dollar spent in sales than in rentals.
The shift to movie sales creates a problem for the industry that's grown up over the last 2 decades around the once novel idea of renting videotapes. Blockbuster, which dominates the business, is experiencing slower growth because so many consumers are now shopping elsewhere for their movies. Blockbuster is fighting back, remodeling its stores, and carving out more room to sell DVDs. Executive Vice President Nick Shepard says the chain is also running promotions that stress both parts of its business, like offering a free rental with every movie purchased.
Changing consumer behavior towards a retail brand takes some time. The idea is that people start to see Blockbuster as their complete source for entertainment, and whether that be rental, retail, DVD, VHS, games or movies.
At the same time, Shepard expects Blockbuster to remain primarily a rental operation. Regardless of whether customers rent or buy, they'll increasingly get their movies on DVD. For customers with disc players and the industry, there's no hitting the rewind button now. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
Tomorrow, NPR's Renee Montagne talks with directors about making commentaries for DVDs. Director Todd Field chose not to put a commentary on the DVD of his movie In the Bedroom, but he thinks it's a great addition to classic movies, such as Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver.
I was addicted to listening to Scorsese's commentary. First of all, because Martin Scorsese is, besides being one of our great filmmakers, also happens to be one of the most articulate and has a mind like a steel trap. It's sort of like the dream film instructor you could ever want to have. And I learned a lot from listening to that commentary.
Directors on DVDs tomorrow. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Butwitz.